This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. India has registered the highest ever growth in the value of defence production in 2023-24. The value of production has reached to nearly 1,27,000 rupees in 2023-24, which is 16.8% higher than the value of production in the previous financial year. Sharing about the same in a social media post today, Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh said, "The Make in India program is crossing new milestones year after year under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi." Mr. Singh also congratulated the industry, including defence public sector undertakings, other public sector undertakings, manufacturing defence items and the private industry. He said that the government is committed to create more conducive regime for developing India as a leading global defence manufacturing hub. Health and Family Welfare Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda said that India has made tremendous gains in improving the survival of mother and children at a much faster pace than the global average. Addressing virtually the Partnership for Maternal, Newborn and Child Health, that is PMNCH, board meeting held in Geneva, Mr. Nadda appreciated the long-standing commitment of PMNCH towards women, children and adolescents. He remarked that the partnerships and initiatives undertaken have laid robust foundation for the future. Representing the voice of Global South at PMNCH, Mr. Nadda said that India has worked over the years to create the much-needed balance between the Global South and the Global North. The minister said that as the vice chair of the partnership group, India remains deeply committed to advance the issue of protecting women, children and adolescents, along with fostering meaningful youth engagement and gender equality. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on an official visit to Russia on the 8th and 9th of this month. The External Affairs Ministry said Mr. Modi will be in Moscow at the invitation of Russian President Vladimir Putin to hold the 22nd India-Russia Annual Summit. The two leaders are also scheduled to hold discussion on contemporary regional and global issues of mutual interest. Prime Minister Modi will then travel to Austria on the 9th and 10th of this month. This will be the first visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Austria in 41 years. Mr. Modi will meet the Austrian President Alexander van der Bellen and will hold talks with the Chancellor of Austria, Karl Nehammer. The Prime Minister and Chancellor will also address the business leaders from India and Austria. The Prime Minister will interact with the members of the Indian community in Moscow as well as in Vienna. The centre has issued guidelines for funding of testing facilities, infrastructure and institutional support for development of standards and regulatory framework under the National Green Hydrogen Mission. The Ministry of New and Renewable Energy has said that the scheme will be implemented with a total budgetary outlay of 200 crore rupees till the financial year 2025-26. A special session of Jharkhand Legislative Assembly has been convened on Monday to seek a vote of confidence for Hemant Soren government. The decision to this effect was taken at a cabinet meeting chaired by Chief Minister Hemant Soren. Before taking oath, Chief Minister Hemant Soren had submitted a letter of support of 44 MLAs to Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan. Oath ceremony of ministers is likely to be held after winning the vote of confidence in the Assembly. New faces are likely to be included in the cabinet. Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with the Indian contingent heading to Paris for the Olympics. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he is confident that the athletes will give their best and make India proud. He said their life journeys and success give hope to 140 crore Indians. New and engaging textbooks will be introduced in class 3 and 6 from the academic year 2024-25. The Education Ministry informed that textbook development work is in the final phase and 9 textbooks for grades 3 and 6 are already available. The Labour Party has won enough seats to have a majority in the Britain's Parliament as vote counting continues. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak conceded defeat in the national election. And that is the end of this news bulletin.